Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Let's get it on. What do you got?
Well, I just think you're misinterpreting what happens in Chicago. I have relatives who are White Sox fans, and
it must be lonely.
I think that you are the Cubs. People go to Cubs games when the Cubs suck. People do not go to White Sox games when the White Sox suck.
Yeah, I understand the whole thing
and
now.
That happens in other towns too. I think the White Sox are more typical of a fan base of any team. When the team's not very good, the stadium's empty. Chicago, people go to Cubs games no matter how bad the team is.
Yes.
And it is a party. And so I don't remember your exact wording. Was it they hate the White Sox?
Well, I guess you walked in a second late as well, but you've heard me say this before, that there are not Cubs fans, there are Wrigley fans.
Well, that,
they're Wrigley Field fans.
I think the Cubs fan base is really different.
And because they're Wrigley fans, of course, they're not going to be fans of that crappy stadium they built on the south side
was literally one of the last stadiums built before they decided, we can make these things really cool and fun.
So, yeah, there's not a ton of love. Like, if you ask Chicagoans, what percentage do you think are Cub fans versus White Sox fans?
I have no clue. I think there are more Cubs fans, but...
You think?
Yeah. But you yourself say there's not Cubs fans. There's Wrigley Field fans.
They're more Wrigley Field fans than there are Cubs fans. There's fans of every team, okay? Let's get that out of the way, all right? There's a little hyperbole being played here. But the majority of those fans that root for that team on the north side, they do so because of Wrigley Field, because of the old tradition, because the stadium has been there for 1,000 years, and because, you know, it was built on day drinking. Because what a great thing it was to go out to a Cubs game on a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday afternoon and hoist some beers and sit in the bleachers. Who doesn't want to do that?
Everybody wants Cubs to do fans that. Have problems. They really, they're alcoholics. That's what it comes
right.
to.
Right. And yes, of course, right now the Cubs are good and the White Sox suck. So it's even, you know, there's more of a bias now, but I'm not worried about this year. I get that part. The Cubs have been a miserable franchise forever. But there was Wrigley Field, so everybody walked around with a happy face. The White Sox were actually competitive for a while. They won the World Series one year. Mm-hmm. And it was like, okay, whatever. Cubs will get them next year.
That's where I think you're wrong. I don't think people are like, whatever.
No, that's a fact. Facts.
I think that is more of a...
Thank you, Kang. That's fact.
Your interpretation that you just don't listen to White Sox fans.
They're not heard. They're not out there. They're shamed. You can't root for the Sox. You got to root for the Cubs. It's weird because, like, in New York, you can be a Yankee fan or you can be a Mets fan. And there's a split. I don't think it's an equitable split, but it's a heck of a lot more equitable than it is in Chicago. And there's, like, a friendly rivalry with it. With the White Sox, they're, like, cast off.
I don't think they're cast off. I just think nobody cares right now because they're bad. And they're completely, I think that's cast typical off of most MLB towns. But
and it's the South side. It's the gritty side. It's the blue collar side. They don't. Let's go to the North side with the cake eaters and enjoy it up there.
The weird thing is that Wrigley Field is wildly outdated.
Yes, but it's a historic building.
It's a historic building. The White Sox Stadium is more modern.
But it's boring.
It is really boring. It is really, really boring. But so the Tigers did win at that boring stadium last night.
There were dozens that saw it.
Yes, there were. They're a bad team. People don't support.
Well, they're a bad team, and it was raining.
It's like the Miami and that Colorado game the other night that had 3,000 people.
Yeah, look, and it's a second worst team in baseball or whatever they are. I understand why nobody's there, and it's a rainy night.
You know what's crazy, too, is when there's a rain out at a place like Chicago, and it's, 95 minutes long, the net of that is it feels like there's more Tiger fans than White Sox fans there, because after a long rain delay, if you travel to Chicago,
you've made a commitment.
You're going to the game. If you live in Chicago, after an hour, you might be like, I'm pulling the plug and going home. And that's what it looked like last night. When that game started, it felt like there were more Tiger fans there than White Sox fans. But the Tigers jumped on top 2-0. Lazy play by Benintendi in left field. Maybe it was just super aggressive. Joey Cora waving Andy Ibañez around third. But Ibañez had started back towards second on a base hit to left. You don't see that guy score very often, but he did. Benintendi, he didn't make that catch on what ended up being the game-winning play. And there were a couple of Benintendi in a one-run game. Those two plays with Benintendi, the kind of lazy throw back into the infield that helped allow Ibañez to score and not making that catch, really cost the White Sox.
And those were unintended reasons why they lost.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that the one late in the game, was it Colt Keith that hit that one?
Yeah, the little blooper.
That was fair by 3 inches. I mean, it was fair by 3 inches. And Perez did a great job of base running on that. Like, he went like 3/4 of the way down. Had Benintendi caught that, he may have had a play at second base to double him up. But Perez read it really well and ends up coming around very easily. And then Colt Keith did the right thing by taking the extra base too, but they couldn't get him home. But, five's what they needed. Five's what they got. It was nerve-wracking, I think, for a while. It was frustrating for a while. This team, it just continues to plug away and win games. And, yes, you took advantage. You're taking advantage, and hopefully they do it again this afternoon, of a bad baseball team. This is a bad baseball team. There's no shame in losing to a bad baseball team. Just don't lose the series. And you don't want to split this series either. You want to go away 3-1 with the series win in this one. And if they do, it'll be a 5-2 road trip, which is what I was hoping for. It would have been great to do better than that, but the best they can do on this road trip, if they win today, is 5-2. What that results in, 20 games above 500.
It continues to be amazing watching this Tiger team win. We got a Twitter poll question out there that we would like you to go vote and comment, and it is about what this team might need to do. Question is, when it's all said and done, do the Tigers have to make a big acquisition at the trade deadline to win the World Series, giving up legit prospects for a star player? Or would standing pat and making smaller smart moves be enough? And your choices are have to go big, don't need to go big. So go vote. Comments will be read on the air, and we will do that coming up. Plus, get to your phone calls and feedback. 248-539-9797. Just a reminder, listen to the show on the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today. AUDACY. More and more people do that. We see how many people do that each and every day. And we do appreciate all of you out of market or just driving around and decided that's the way you want to take it in. Streaming the show with the Odyssey app. Get it for your mobile device. Also streaming to our website, 971theticket.com, where the Birchie Kid and Evan are responsible for fine content. Additionally, you can stream with video, twitch.tv and youtube.com, streaming chat on both sites. We like to participate when we can, but that way you can watch the show. So always you can take in this program and all the shows here on 97.1 The Ticket. Your phone calls and feedback next. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1. Hey, it's Doug for the University of Michigan Credit Union. If you're ready for your dream car, UMCU is here to help. They got auto loan rates starting as low as 4.5 APR and zero payments for the first 6 months. You can drive now and pay later. Applying is easy online or at a branch with their team in there with you every step of the way. Plus, great rate applies to both new and used vehicles, which helps because my son's looking at a used vehicle and we'd like to take advantage of this deal. Don't wait. This is a limited time offer. Becoming a member of UMCU is easy. Visit umcu.org and get started. Insured by NCUA. All right, let's go. It's Carson Anderson. Talk to the people time. Tom's in Chicago, and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Tom.
Morning, guys. Pleasure to talk to you.
What's up?
So I'm a transplant from Detroit, living in Chicago now for a couple of years. I want to chime in on the dynamics between the fan bases here.
Yeah?
I've turned into a person Gator strongly dislikes. I love Wrigley Field. It is a blast. It is a party.
You can love Wrigley Field. I don't have any problem with people who love Wrigley. Go ahead.
But the fan bases are extraordinarily knowledgeable. Like, I was shocked by it. Sure, when the teams are bad, nobody goes to the South Side because it's a pain to get down there. But even when the Cubs are bad, just because the fan base is so big and so passionate about it, it's always going to be filled, primarily because it's easy to get there. So it's not like St. Louis at all. Those fans suck. But the Cubs and White Sox fans are great.
Well, what did St. Louis fans do to catch a stray here?
Well, they don't like
You were talking about them a couple weeks ago, and I lived out in St. Louis a little bit, too. And they're just lousy fans. You know, the bandwagoners, they don't know anything about their team. But the fan base in Chicago, like, they're rattling off stats like Gator rattles off eerie stats. Like, they just know it. And it's a lot of fun to go to those games because the fans are so passionate. So even though they're not at the stadiums, they're out in the bars. They're out in the public, and they really know their stuff. So, you know, I'm still a diehard Tiger fan. I'm going down today. But the fan bases here have really impressed me, so don't sleep on them.
Well, there you go. 248-539-9797.
Don't care about the White Sox.
Well, the
isn't it the exact opposite what we've heard about St. Louis fans, though?
No, they're people so knowledgeable. Say St. Louis fans are the best. That's what they say.
Yeah, they're so knowledgeable.
Yeah. We go to John in Livonia. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, John.
Carson Anderson, how we doing?
We're good, John. How are you?
I'm good, man. Hey, guys, as you know, I have the MLB script, right? So I was reading the script last night, and I saw that the Detroit Tigers traded for Aroldis Chapman from the Boston Red Sox and won the 2025 World Series.
Do you know what the Tigers gave up for Aroldis Chapman?
Some Trump change. You know, nothing too big.
Well, I would not be mad with Aroldis Chapman.
Particularly for a chump change.
Yeah.
Hey, he throws like 104, man. I just want him on our team just to be lights out, you know? I don't really care what it takes to get him.
Well, I do care what it takes to get him, but I understand Aroldis Chapman or anybody on the back end of the bullpen, it's starting to get more discussion.
Yeah, I think they need to add to the back of the bullpen. And I think I've had enough of John Brebbia on the roster. I don't want to be too mean about this, but let's just say I think he's been unsatisfactory as a pitcher in the bullpen for the Tigers. I think they can find a better option. I hope they have a better option. But with Chapman, look, who isn't enamored with a guy that can throw as hard as he can? The only thing that concerns me, and maybe I'd have to do a much deeper dive into this, but from what my eyes saw me when the Tigers faced him, when they faced him in back-to-back games, first game he was lights out and electric, they couldn't catch up to him. The next game, he was dramatically different. Yep. His velocity dropped significantly. Like, the fastball was at 98, 99, which is still fast, but it's not 104. And the Tigers were able to get to him. So my concern is, if you're going to get somebody like that for the back end, you got to use him back-to-back nights. Is he going to be successful?
Yeah, and maybe that's, you know, why you can get him for chump change.
Although, well, he's got the script. Yeah,
that's what the script said. But if you, I mean, you could still know that going in and still want him. If that's indicative of who he truly is, we might have just seen him in the second night. He might have just had a bad night. But if that's indicative of who he is, then yeah, you you might, it still doesn't mean, it might mean, look, wasn't what he once was, but still pretty good. 248-539-9797. Tom is next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Tom?
Hi there, guys. I'm a transplanted Chicagoan also. And I want, the White Sox actually lost a whole generation of viewership when Bill Veeck switched to pay-per-view. So when I was a kid, you couldn't even watch the White Sox. You had to pay for it. So it was easier to watch the Cubs. They were on Channel 9. And of course, the neighborhood wasn't an area that you really wanted to go down to. So there was a couple generations of White Sox fans that were never, because they couldn't see them.
Yeah, I mean, didn't they do that with the Blackhawks too?
Yeah, they did. They did.
Yeah.
They did do that too with Bill Veeck. But once Bill Veeck passed, then his son took over, and you were able to see him on TV, and they became a better team. I think at one point the Blackhawks were the worst team in all of sports because of that.
You know, it's crazy. You think back to those times, and it's hard to explain to people that. Growing up in Detroit, if you had cable, you got to watch all the Braves and Cubs games.
Right. Yeah.
They just happen to be on most people's TBS standard GN, cable. Yeah. Why that was the case, I don't know, but it was baseball. I remember I watched a lot of baseball that I didn't really care about, but it was on.
Oh, it was on.
When it wasn't readily available in other ways, there was no streaming of games.
No, and not every game was on TV, of course. Yep. In fact, it was quite a lot of games that were not on TV. And then they found ways to get it to a pay service. It was on TV, which was the original precursor to what is now FanDuel, I guess, right?
So, Gator, here's something interesting that Tony Paul just tweeted out, and I got a question for you. Tony Paul, Detroit News. Tigers are selling standing room only tickets for all three games of the Cubs series, Friday through Sunday, looking like a weekend crowd of 120,000 or so. Do you think that this is more because Tiger fans are getting on board? Nice weekend, school's getting out. Are we leery of Cubs fans coming here?
It's a perfect storm. There's going to be tons of Cubs fans. I mean, I think that you're going to see, like, probably if this were a normal opponent, right? If they were facing the Minnesota Twins this weekend.
Yep.
I think you'd probably get really good crowds, over 30,000 each for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's the Cubs. Their fans are everywhere. And you'll see plenty of the jerseys with the C on it and all that. And then you'll see Sammy Sosa jerseys out there and all types of crap. But
they too are playing well.
It's a great matchup this time of the year. It's going to be awesome at the ballpark. I mean, everything you're hearing is we got like a sellout. At least one of the nights, I think, is already confirmed as a sellout. And now you're talking about only standing room seats left. So it should be an outstanding series and very well attended. And yes, you're going to see tons of Cub fans. You're going to see way more Tiger fans, but it's everything. This is why it's great this time of year to see this team playing as well as they are, since you can have a weekend like this. But yes, it coincides with weather's going to be great. You know, schools are letting out, and it's a weekend.
It's kind of the perfect storm.
Absolutely.
I really hope it's because Tiger fans are just like, we got a team, we're excited, and there'll be less Cub fans, but there'll be Cub fans.
Yeah.
There'll be Cub fans.
You're going to be
now
inundated with them.
I got to check this real quick. I think Friday night might be an Apple TV game.
I think it is.
And those are ones that can be frustrating for the fan base that doesn't get Apple TV. You did get Apple TV, correct?
Yeah.
And was it just for this reason?
Yeah.
You appear to be thrilled.
Totally thrilled. Mm-hmm. Well, that, and of course I got to start Severance.
You're never going to start Severance.
I am. I just
are you?
Yeah, at some point.
Okay.
Well. I've got one more episode of Mobland to finish up, and then I'll probably. Maybe start Severance.
Okay.
Probably maybe. I do want to. I'm not saying this is a joke. I
mean, I'm doing my best not to put any pressure on you. I'd be intrigued. I'd be intrigued whether or not you'd like it. But anyway, 248-539-9797. I mentioned the Twitter poll that we have. When it's all said and done, Tigers Do they have to make a big acquisition at the trade deadline to win the World Series? Giving up legitimate prospects for a star player, oh, would standing pat and or making smaller, smart move or moves be enough? You can vote have to go big or don't need to go big. Right now, Gator, what do you suspect is winning this poll?
Go big.
Have to go big, 59.6% of the vote. Don't need to go big, 40.4%. And as you'd imagine, we're getting comments, and we said we'd read them on the air. Sega writes in, when you're good, you get better, because what happens when other teams get better and you don't? I don't really care what they do as long as they do something. I have faith they will. John Kent says, I picked don't have to go big with a caveat that they keep doing what they're currently doing. I mean, duh, I guess. But if they keep doing what they are doing, they are the best team in baseball right now. From Halloween Season on Twitter, give me Bichette and a solid arm. What that takes, I don't know. If the question is, this is from Jeffrey, if the question is to win the World Series now and you can't believe this current roster can hang with the best teams in the league, then the answer is yes, go big and take your shot. From Fire Shadow 87, I feel like at least one big move is needed to help lock things down. We only have one true superstar in Tarek. I feel like we could use one more to move the needle even further. Someone who is very reliable, whether a hitter or a pitcher.
Well, here's the Tigers. The good news for people that want the Tigers to go big is that they're in a position of strength. They have trump card after trump card to do whatever they want to do. If they want to go big, they can, because they have the prospects to offer up in exchange for that big player that they would get in return. Whether that means somebody who's already an established player and is under a contract for long term, or if it means if it's a rental like Bo Bichette would be. They can do anything that they want to do. The question is, what does Scott Harris want to do? What is AJ Hinch telling him that they need? I don't know if it's something big. I tend to think it's not something big. This is a team that's 19 games above 500, a chance to go 20 above 500 today. They'll have a test this weekend against the Cubs, to another yardstick type team that they're going against. And you'll have a better idea of really where you think this team is. That is it just tweaking? Is it just making an upgrade in the bullpen? Finding a more solid starter for the rotation, because right now you've got some unknowns because guys are hurt again. Or is it making a big splash and talking to Boston and saying, hey, you know, about that Bregman situation? Or the Devers situation. But something happened yesterday that I wonder, does this portend something else?
We'll get to that today at 10:32. Hey, FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. You can check and see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. You can get all the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into same-game parlays for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. We've talked about the formula here. You go to FanDuel.com/Doug. You join up. Then you bet a heavy favorite on the money line with your $5. Hopefully you bank the $200 in bonus bets, and then you can play however you want. Official sports betting partner of the NBA is FanDuel. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. The first online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, you mentioned something there before the break. Something happened yesterday.
Yeah, A.J. Hinch was talking with reporters, and he talked about Colt Keith getting reps at third base. Remember, that's what he was coming up. He was drafted as a third baseman, suffered a shoulder injury, and wasn't able to throw the ball as well. Apparently, he's been working with Alan Trammell. In the off seasons and during the season, I guess, occasionally. And now his shoulder is back up to strength where he can make the throws. Mm-hmm. And there's talk that he's back in the mix. He could play some games over at third base, which is interesting because since May 4th, his OPS is like 861. He had another double last night, and he's really hitting the ball well. And he needs to find a place in the lineup because Gleyber Torres has done a fantastic job at second base. The original plan was Colt was going to play first base, but here's Spencer Torkelson with his great OPS. So he's going to be out there. Plus, Tork is a really pretty good fielding first baseman this year. What about third base? Well, it's kind of been this revolving door position. And if Colt Keith goes to third and Javi Baez ends up playing shortstop, all of a sudden this lineup is becoming even more formidable to have all these guys in the lineup on a daily basis. Does that eliminate the need to go out and find a third baseman or a shortstop? I know lots of people want to bring up Bo Bichette and Toronto, and look, Toronto's not out of it yet. So are they going to deal him? They might deal him, but if they do, it's not going to be for 6 weeks.
Yeah. Something else that happened the last couple of days that may have some reverberation in terms of trade is Bryce Rainier. Did you see his injury?
Yeah, it looked bad. He was diving back to first base on a pickoff attempt. Looked like he jammed his shoulder and immediately flopped over on his back and was writhing in pain.
Yep. You know, that's a player the teams would call about. I don't know if the Tigers would have any interest in moving him. My guess is that he was probably high up the list of untouchables. But, you know, if the right deal comes along, I don't think anybody should be untouchable. But, you know, that takes away a little bit of the ammunition they have. But because there is some redundancy in terms of shortstop prospects.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that it might not have any impact because they might have just said that's a player we're never even going to trade. But it could. I mean, it could be some team that was eyeing him that would make you that offer you can't refuse. But he's and just because he's hurt doesn't mean he can't get traded. And we don't know how serious the injury is, but it does appear to be significant.
Yeah, it didn't look good. And that's unfortunate because he was off to a really good start at Lakeland. He had been in and out of the lineup with a couple of minor injuries, but hitting over 280, a real solid OPS. It was close to 800, but his exit velocity was ridiculous on the balls that he put in play. Somebody had, I think maybe Evan Petzold, Evan or could have been Lynn Henning, one of the two. His exit velocity on his batted balls would be top 50 in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
That's how good it is right now. And he's 19 years old.
248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Devel, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Devel.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So I was commenting on the whole Cubs versus White Sox thing. I lived down there and worked a few years ago down in Indianapolis. So the thing with Chicago people, the caller mentioned it earlier, they're very knowledgeable. They are. They're indeed knowledgeable. They're also historians, and they deal with the old school. So here's the thing, because I wondered when I was down there, I'm like, we're closer to where the White Sox play. Why is it, what's the fascination with the Cubs? So I found out what it is. The Cubs, you know, the White Sox are just as old as the Cubs, really. It started with the whole Shoeless Joe thing, the scandal with the Black Sox. They stopped rocking with the White Sox like that. That's number one. So they have the whole, and they're, like I said, they're historians. So it's like that with the Bears as well. Now, remember, I'm working in outside of Indianapolis. Indianapolis before 1984 didn't have anybody. They weren't, you know, the Colts weren't there. So they were all Chicago Cubs fans, and their parents were all, Chicago Cubs and Chicago Bear fans, I found out down there. There was one guy who was a White Sox fan. I would say everybody else was Cubs and Bear fans. So they didn't rock with the Indianapolis Colts as well. So, amazingly enough, when the Colts and the Bears went in the Super Bowl, all those same Bear fans were now all of a sudden Indianapolis Colts fans because they won. Go figure that.
It's weird how they, like, St. Louis had a huge following west to the west. And I guess I remember reading about because there weren't a lot of teams in west of them. I mean, there's Kansas City Royals. They came along later, but when they, you know, back in the days of yore, I guess. But yeah, look, it's weird to play them back to back. Certainly, this weekend, games expected to be sold out down at Comerica Park. Roy and Livonia, you're next. Hi, Roy.
What's up, fellas? Man, big weekend coming up. This is going to be awesome. The day you don't get Bregman, if somebody told you, no worries, you're going to start 41-22. We would have said, you know, where do we sign?
Yep.
No problem. I think Scott Harris's job is pretty easy. You just listen to AJ Hinch. The guy has done such a good job over the last couple of years managing this team. You just listen to him. I think you go get a bullpen guy, and you try to get a veteran stick, and you go for it. That's pretty much all I got.
I mean,
have a good weekend, boys.
I don't know. I don't know if that answers the question whether or not those are big moves. Most bullpen moves, most of them are smaller, more subtle moves. But there are like the one guy who called who had the script of the major league season and said that we're going to end up with Aroldis Chapman. That would be a big move.
Yeah, if you're trading for a closer, it's typically a big move.
Yep.
And depending on, you know, how many years left on the contract, obviously that's what's going to affect how much you're going to have to pay for what the prices going the other way with prospects or whatnot. But I do expect this team to make some changes to the bullpen before the trade deadline.
Well, if now as far as a bat, veteran bat, that could be subtle. I mean, what was it, 2006 when they got Sean Casey?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a subtle move.
Yeah, I mean, an above average bat.
Yep.
But yeah, it was subtle. He was okay.
Yep.
And that was obviously a really good team, World Series team.
And then you know they had some moves out. I'll tell you what felt big was the day they got Aubrey Huff and Chris Washburn. That felt big.
Massive.
And they both came here and coincidentally stunk.
They were terrible. Aubrey Huff, as I recall, was leading the American League in RBIs at the time, and Jared Washburn was one of the top ERA pitchers in the American League at the time.
Yep.
And neither of them helped this team out at all.
Nope.
And then the team just got better and better with their everyday lineup, where the additions were really made in the offseason, but they were making splashes at something, whether it was a Prince Fielder splash in the offseason or during the season when they got David Price. I mean, they made some big moves to go for it, and they chased it, but they didn't get the World Series.
248-539-9797. Got that Twitter poll out there. Do they need to go big, or could they win a World Series with either smaller, more subtle move or moves or standing pat? A lot of votes coming in on that. It's 58.6% in favor of going big, 41.4% and something small could get it done. Let's see. What else do we have here? From Aaron, go get Bregman, Devers, or Bichette if he agrees to an extension. Those names have been kicked around a lot by fans. Bichette has been reported. Bregman and Devers, I don't know if I've seen any actual reporting on them. It's mostly fans.
Yeah, I can't see the Red Sox doing that, moving on from either player just yet. They're starting to fall out of it at 30-34. They're 9 games back of the Yankees at this point. Mm-hmm. But they committed a lot of money to Bregman, $40 million a year. Bregman has the ability to get out of that contract after each of the first couple of years. I don't know. I don't see them doing that. And I believe Bregman has the no trade clause.
Yeah.
Devers is interesting because he's been so vocal about not wanting to switch around position to position to position to position. Mm-hmm. And all he does is hit. So he's still smacking a ball around. I would love it if the Red Sox were to make Rafael Devers available. Go get him. Plug and play.
Jeff sends us the following tweet. Talk to us when it's July 15th and actually close to the trade deadline. And then he has the man facepalming emoji. Relax, dude. we're just having some fun talking trades, bro.
Yes. And I think we all recognize that if there's going to be a significant trade made, it probably isn't going to happen until you get a week or two outside of the trade deadline.
Guess what? We talk about the Lions. We're not going to wait till September. It's Carson Anderson, open lines, 248-539-9797. Coming up, interesting trend when you compare the Tigers and the White Sox. The Tigers get the win last night. We'll get to that today at 10:50. Hey, just a reminder, if you are a friend or a family member, you're in need of a lawyer for an auto accident, keep in mind the name Michigan Auto Law. Steve and his crew over there, they specialize in representing clients who've been in accidents. And if you need a lawyer that can have the track record that they do, well, good luck finding one. Michigan Auto Law has the largest auto accident settlement, and the largest truck accident settlement of any lawyer or law firm in Michigan. On top of that, they're known for their white glove customer service. So check them out. Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, Every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it was. And Mr. Benintendi, couple of plays to left field that amounted to 2 Tiger runs and a 5-4 win. One was, I would describe it as a somewhat lazy return to the infield that helped Andy Ibañez to score on a single from Riley Green in the first inning. They had second and third, ground ball to the left side, and it gets through the hole between short and third. But Ibañez, you know, you don't run unless it's at you or behind you. It was in front of him, and so he started back to second. Ball gets through, and he scores after starting back to second on a ground ball to left. Yeah, Benintendi didn't exactly hustle the ball in, and then he didn't make that catch that you heard dancing. That was a little bit tougher.
That was a tough catch to make, but and a lot of people didn't see it because the game was delayed by weather, and by the time it's all wrapping up, it's like midnight. And the other play that was spectacular that we haven't discussed yet, it was the turning point of the game. Wenzel Perez hits a ball, line drive, looks like it's going towards the gap between left field and center field. The center fielder gets over there, cuts it off, throws it into second base. Perez, going for two, slides head first, gets called out. The Tigers say, review that sucker. They review it, and it gets overturned. It was a close play, but great job by Perez to, you know, keep his left arm away, and a bad job by the guy trying to tag him out. He waited for him to slide in and tags him in the chest instead of the arm. He's safe, and two batters later was the Colt Keith bloop double that scored him. So, amazing play.
Listen to this. His ticket text just came in.
Okay.
Actually, let me get to the ticket text a second. I just mentioned the crazy trend.
Yeah.
And there's a few things here.
And by the way, Benintendi,
yeah,
he's been a Tiger killer in the past, yeah, too, I feel like. Yep. So I'm okay with seeing him maybe not so good.
I was like looking at stuff previewing today's afternoon's game, Tigers and White Sox. White Sox in their last 10 games. Do you know what their record is?
5-5.
2-8.
Oh, that's terrible.
They're hitting .230. The Tigers in the last 10 games, they're hitting .239 and are 8-2. Now,
pitching has been outstanding for the Tigers.
The pitching makes a huge difference. Batting average is not a stat that's used to reflect your offensive production as much as it used to, but it's just kind of funny.
That's pretty amazing.
Now, the ERAs, Chicago's ERA is 4.76. Detroit's is 2.35. 2.35 as a team the last 10 games, but the batting averages, the differences are 9 points, and neither of them are really hitting it all that much. But, you know, I mean, look, Detroit is getting... I think the runners in scoring position would reflect that the Tigers are getting it done that way. All right, here's the ticket text. Are you guys afraid of this series? Is this because of Tiger fan buy-in? No. It's because a much, much bigger fan base is good and coming to town. I wish we could text people back. We can't.
Does he have a name?
Didn't sign it.
Cub fan 99.
Something like that, yeah.
Yep. Rhino Rocks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Wrigley Mike.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. Whatever it is, whoever it is.
Let me respond to Cub fan.
Yeah.
Are you thick? The Tigers had the best record in baseball.
And
we finally,
scared.
I don't know if you've gone through this weather situation in May, which was as horrible as it's been. Now the weather is turning out to be pretty good this weekend. Mm-hmm. And schools are getting out. I mentioned it's the weekend. And the Tigers had the best record in baseball. And yes, the lovable losers that are the Cubs, they're coming to town. And yes, they have a lovable loser fan base that will also buy up some of these tickets without question. We're going to see plenty of them. But we're not going to see a Cub takeover. You're going to see, there's going to be a presence. And it might be a little uncomfortable to see 10,000 Cub fans at the game. But they'll be outnumbered 3-1.
Next from CG in Sterling Heights. My daughter and son-in-law have a group coming from Chicago. They'll be tailgating Saturday and are going to all three games. Go Tigers. Guys, hopefully with more fans showing up and the Tigers winning, it will show Chris Ilitch it's time to spend money on this team and continue the winning ways. Well, look, the thing that you got to keep in mind about Ilitch is they made actually they signed some pretty good players this offseason, and they really went all in with a financial commitment. I don't even remember the terms. 6 years.
$171 million.
That's what they offered Alex Bregman. So, I mean, Ilitch, look, I thought it was too much to give Alex Bregman. I might be wrong on that one, but it was the years that bothered me.
Yeah, he's having a great start to the season, but it was, the 6 years was a little rough. But, yes, they spent money wisely and unwisely on some players. But they spent money. And after spending all that money, that's when the offer went out to Alex Bregman after they'd already spent money. So they're going to be willing to spend some money. It's going to be on the right players, though.
I think Bregman is a sign that Chris Ilitch decided last offseason was the time to really add in terms of financial commitment. And, hey, man, they didn't get the guy, and yet it's okay,
yeah.
as Look, it turns out.
Excuses are out the window because this was a good baseball team down the stretch last year, went to the playoffs, knocked off the Astros, went to the ALDS, was within one game of getting to the ALCS. They had a 2-1 lead over Cleveland, couldn't hang on to it in the series, and lost. Went into the offseason, added pieces to this team, significant pieces like Gleyber Torres and bringing Jack Flaherty back after trading Jack Flaherty at the deadline last year. And then making some other moves, like Tommy Canley was a nice move. We haven't seen anything yet from Alex Cobb, so we're waiting on that. And yes, they made a significant offer to a player that did not accept it. But I think the days of saying that they're not going to spend money, I think those are over with.
Well, let's just say
for the time being,
I'm not for the person that sent this. I'm not as worried about it as I used to be. That offseason tells me that the commitment is there. It's a matter of whether or not they can, get a player. I mean, Bregman did go somewhere where he thought he had a better chance to win, apparently. As far as whether or not they need to go big, this person writes, yes, they need another reliever and a solid right-handed bat. And then this from Jerry in Southwest Michigan. It's crazy to think about. With a win today, all the Tigers need to do is play 500 baseball the rest of the way, and they will win 102 games. And I think that's accurate. 42-22 would be their record. That's 66 games. They play 162, so that's 96 games remaining. No, it's not. It doesn't.
48 wins.
Yeah, it doesn't get them to 102 wins. Yeah, it doesn't get them to 102 wins, right?
No.
Yeah.
That gets him
to. Gets him close to 100 wins. It gets him, 98 wins?
89 wins?
So what do we say? 96 games to go. They'll be at 42.
Oh, sorry. That's if they win today because they're 41-22.
Yep.
So.
He said if they win today. So there'll be 96 games left. Half of 96
48.
Is 48. 48 and 42 is 90. So they'll be at 90 wins. It won't be at 102. Yeah. 248-539-9797. More texts here. They need to make a big move and go for it. A big bat, a reliever. You're not winning with the Moneyball concept. I don't know that anybody's referred to this as Moneyball, but they're not winning with this concept is clearly what the implication is. I don't know, man. I tend to think that that's true, except that they're doing just that right now.
I was just gonna say.
They did it at the end of last year with many of the same component pieces.
I'm not sure you can say they're not going to win when they're 19 games above 500.
But to win the World Series, you might have to beat the Dodgers, and they got swept by the Dodgers.
Okay. And the Dodgers, over the last like 20 games, have the worst ERA in baseball. So it's a different team.
Yep.
And I feel like the Tigers are kind of the same team they were to start the season.
Yeah, it's
when they started 0-3. Remember what you said, Doug?
Favorite 0-3 team of all time. But if I look at the Tigers on paper, I kind of agree with it. The results are showing us something completely different. That the way these pieces fit together and the way AJ Hinch uses them is working.
Yeah. Look, I'll feel better today if Torkelson hits two home runs.
Yes.
and starts launching the ball out of the park again. I'll feel better if Kerry Carpenter, is going to play and starts hitting again. There's a lot of that. But this is what they kind of do. Every time you think, is this a downturn? Somebody spikes back up. Because the downturns have not lasted long. They just haven't. Javi Baez last night, I think he ended up with just the one hit, but man, he stung the ball a couple other times. We're just right at guys. He hit the line drive to right field. I'm like, here we go. No. Guy was perfectly placed, able to make the play. He had another line out to an infielder. But as long as they're swinging the bat well, making great contact, I'm happy with that.
It's Carson Anderson. Gator, I have a video for you to watch, and we'll do it today at 11:05.
No, I don't know about
this. Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
We didn't agree.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.